Carbon trading's based on the principle that global warming is a global problem, so it doesn't really matter where you actually cut the carbon. The cuts are made wherever in the world it's cheapest for business, and in a world where money talks, that's important. So how's it work? Well, take this chemicals factory in the north of England. Like every major polluter in the UK, its CO2 emissions are strictly capped, because Britain agreed to cut CO2 as part of the Kyoto deal on climate. But this firm won't have to make all its carbon cuts itself. It can pollute over and above its CO2 limit by buying extra CO2 credits. But where would you buy carbon credits? Here's a firm that's selling carbon credits. This is Shougang Steel in Beijing. The factory's horribly inefficient, but China's still relatively poor, so under UN rules it doesn't have to cut its emissions yet. But this firm is installing new technology to cut CO2. Why bother? Because this generates those valuable CO2 credits. So CO2 will be saved from Shougang that wouldn't otherwise have been saved. The CO2 credits flow to Europe, and dollars to pay Shougang for its clean technology flow the other way. It's all policed by the UN. But is this ethical? Shouldn't firms in Europe be forced to cut emissions themselves?
I think it is ethical. We have to do something to help developing countries. We can't impose emission reduction targets on them if we're not acting ourselves domestically, but also we have a responsibility to help them leapfrog the mistakes that we've made in the past by introducing new technology to them.
A few more questions. Does carbon trading cut CO2 overall? Well, no, it doesn't. It's the job of government to ratchet down emissions levels. Carbon trading merely makes that task attractive to business and helps poorer countries get involved. Can Europe's leaders persuade America to agree to the scheme? Well, they're trying.